Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes, but I don't want to take a survey. I'm in the middle of dinner right now.
It is very short. I assure you it won't take more than a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes, I said.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a
Republican?
Thank you. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time?
Yes, always.
Thank you. Do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
The name what? I'm sorry.
Keith Gross or Gross.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, that's fine. Do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Yeah, but why are you listing these names?
Yes, I want to ask.
Wait, are you with a party that you're trying to?
We're an independent research company. We're not told who is paying for this.
Okay, I don't even like to hear the names of some of the people you're saying, okay?
So that's why we want to know if you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral position of Donald Trump.
God, unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis? Do you recognize the
name? God, unfavorable.
Okay. What about Rick Scott?
I don't know.
Okay. So that would be favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion? Or no opinion?
Unfavorable for the first two, and I don't know for the third.
For Rick Scott? Okay. So how should I record it? Favorable, unfavorable, or neutral? Or no opinion?
Neutral.
Okay, thank you. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Rowe?
Are you sure this isn't like a scam or something? Because these are like personal questions. I don't really like
It is just to know your opinions about the Republican primary election. Yeah.
I don't know. If you're going to keep dropping the names, I'm not going to answer anymore, okay?
Okay.
Sorry. You have some regular questions? Yes, but I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not
so
for to you over the phone who that I would vote for. That's very personal.
Well, your answers are confidential, so.
I don't know that, honey. I sure don't know that for sure.
I can assure you that it is
it
is confidential. Yeah.
All right. Is that about it?
No, we do have a few more questions, but we do have some for one of the participants. So I just want to know to see how I would record this. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott or Keith Gross?
I don't know. Neutral.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just, you know what? Just put neutral for every question like that.
I cannot do that. I need to get your...
Okay, please hurry, because I'm not, I don't want to hang up on you. I know this is your job, and, you know, I don't want to.
Okay,
but
do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
Approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
I don't know.
That's
fine. I don't have an answer for that.
Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I don't know that either.
Okay, that's fine.
I do a lot of research, but not, you know, not this
early. I understand. Sometimes it happens. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican state Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Now, does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
Thank you.
You know, I really am finally uncomfortable with this.
Yes,
because
it's
all about Rick Scott. I mean, are you working for Rick Scott, or are you working for somebody that's going against him?
We're not told, so we don't influence your opinions.
Well,
so
I don't know. You make sure you put, these are way too personal questions to do over the phone.
Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today. For whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott or Keith Gross?
Unsure.
Okay. For demographic purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity, white or Caucasian?
White.
Black. Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female. Female.
Thank
there
you.
Are not, there is nothing else.
And I don't hold you anymore. Go to dinner. Have a wonderful
okay.
dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
that
honey. That was hard. It's not your fault, but
no.
That was hard. And I hope you get paid lots for
me
answering the phone and answering those questions.
Okay. Have a wonderful
dinner.
See ya.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.